While the good scribe Ezra was at work finding the books of the Hebrew Bible, copying them, and teaching them, another great man was helping God's people in another way. This man was Nehemiah. He was a nobleman of high rank at the court of the great king Artaxerxes. Artaxerxes reigned after Ahasuerus. Remember him? We read about Ahasuerus in the story of Queen Esther. Nehemiah was cupbearer for the king of Persia at Shushan. It was his job to take charge of all the wine that was used at the king's table. He would pour the wine and hand the cup to the king. This was an important job because he saw the king every day at mealtime and could speak with him as few others could. Then, too, the life of the king was in his hands, because if he didn't do his job, then an enemy could put poison into the wine and kill the king. So the cupbearer was always a man the king trusted as his friend. Nehemiah was a Jew, and like all Jews, he felt a great love for Jerusalem. On one occasion, a man named Hanan and a few of his friends came from Jerusalem, visited with Nehemiah. Nehemiah asked them, "How are the people in Jerusalem doing? How does the city look?" And they answered, "The people who are living in the land of Judea are very poor and are looked down upon by all around them. The wall of Jerusalem is broken down and its gates have been burned with fire." When Nehemiah heard this, he was filled with sorrow for the city and its people. After Hanani and the few friends left him, Nehemiah sat down for days and would not eat. He fasted and wept and prayed. He said, "O Lord God of heaven, the great God, who keeps his promises to those who love him and do his will, hear, O Lord, my prayer for the people of Israel, thy servants. We have done very wickedly, O Lord, and because of our sins, thou hast scattered us among the nations. Now, O Lord, give me grace this day in the sight of this man, the king of Persia, and may the king help me to do good and to help my people in the land of Israel." A few days after this, Nehemiah was standing beside the king's table while the king and queen were dined. As he poured the wine, the king saw that his face was sad. This was not normal because Nehemiah was of a cheerful spirit and generally showed a happy face. The king said to him, "Nehemiah, why do you look so sad? You do not seem to be sick. I am sure that there is something that gives you trouble. What is it? Tell me." Nehemiah was afraid that the king might be displeased with him, but still he said, "Let the king live forever. Why should not my face be sad when the city where my